please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. So today we're going to discuss a number of topics. And the first one is the birds that have been falling out of the sky and dying, and people are showing that on social media.
That really scares me because I feel like it's coming from the 5G that they claim they turned on like last month. That's what I believe is from. Some people are saying that it's just that it's global warming. These birds weren't even supposed to be here because it was warm, you know, not so long ago, that they're cold, their wings can't adapt to the coldness. Like, it's so many conspiracy theories. But my thing is, or conspiracies about this, my thing is, if it's happening to animals, what is it doing to us? Like, we're like cousins down the line of an animal, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but we still have blood, heart, brains, everything that they have. So if they're suffering from this and they're up there catching it first and then coming down here and showing us, when it gets down here, what are we going to do?
And also, I mean, I never thought of it. I didn't know what the theories were, but mm-hmm. I did see at least one video of a ton of birds, just like almost like somebody just threw them down to the ground. And then a number of them were dead, whereas the others flew away. But now you mentioned the 5G piece, that is something to think about. And there's something to think about that the birds are smaller than us. So it could take more time to negatively impact us and some of the dogs and larger animals, but by them being so small, maybe it impacted them initially.
I mean, think about all the weird things that are just happening to people. Like, there was another suicide, Serena Williams and Venus Williams' oldest sister, who I think is like a stepsister or a half sister, what they call it.
Oh, from the
first marriage, her son, young guy, killed himself. And when I heard about that, everything ties back to the word bird box and who flew over the cuckoo's nest. These are all bird terms.
Girl, now you're going through some serious conspiracies. Explain it to me so I can understand what you're saying.
So basically, I'm saying that when those words are tied to mental illness, you know, the bird is tied to mental illness, one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, bird box, meaning all the people, if you watch that movie, all the people who had mental illness weren't affected by something that was coming that looked like a...
You mean that movie with Sandra Bullock in the boat with the... Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it. Yep. But all the mentally ill people were not affected
at all. And there was a dark shadow. So anyone with sane mind would see it and just die instantly or crash or something would bad. You know, it would be an instant thing. But that mentally ill was protected because, I guess, of a already delusional perception of the world, or anyway, it didn't affect
them. You can't process it,
right? So now you see these birds, just, you think about it, these birds are going cuckoo, you know? Cuckoo, cuckoo, these birds are going cuckoo. You fly to the ground as a cement ground as hard as you can. Some of you get cushioned and land on others that might can survive and you fly away, but lots of these birds are just dying. You know what I mean? And it's like, why? I've never seen that in my lifetime on the news. And I understand we got social media, which is 24-hour big brother.
But I never heard about that. I've heard your grandparents saying it. A fish washing up sometimes or something, but I've never.
Oh, yeah.
Birds are known to be highly organized, highly intuitive, to travel together in accordance.
Very intelligent.
Yeah, I've never seen or heard of anything like that before.
Birds know when things are too hot. They know when things are too cold. That's why, you know, we used to hear that they fly south of the winter. You know, it's just all of this. So birds have always been known to be highly intelligent. And now all of a sudden they're plummeting from the sky and smacking themselves against cement. Like you said, I've seen fish. When I was a little girl, I remember seeing lots of fish. Up against the shore when the tide, maybe the water came in too warm or hot that day, whatever it was, pollution, I've seen that. But birds, the air?
I've never seen or heard that. And It is interesting what you're saying, because, you know, a lot of times, or a lot of people think that they reveal things to us through movies. And so if you are able to connect the dots, then it's possible.
I mean, it's just the, when I always, you know, those movies, anything that deals with mental illness, I've probably watched them all, but they've always been associated with cuckoo, bird, you know, and when a bird is doing something that's out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And then when you see these birds doing this thing out of the ordinary, it just froze me in time. Like, something's going on, you know, what is going on?
I wonder about the 5G part though. I really do. And you have heard that 5G was turned on?
It was definitely turned on. I want to say AT&T held it back for like a week, was like, hold on, we're going to hold it off for like a week and then let y'all go first and then we'll come in with ours.
It's literally T-Mobile, right? It's T-Mobile, because I was going to switch my cable and they were sending around a card about, you know, they now offer Wi-Fi at home, phenomenal price, everything. So I call them up, you know, I'm ready to switch. And then I'm reading the card and I'm like, wait a minute, it's 5G?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no, I'm not voluntarily bringing that.
I was with T-Mobile when they were working on that, because I was threatening to leave them. I was like, I'm not staying, I can't get any service. You know, my daughter goes to college and I can't even talk to her. And they were like, no, we're ready to put 5G towers. And this was like 2017. Yeah, they were like, no, we're building 5G towers. They'll be up and running by 2019 and you're gonna have great service. And 2021, I believe, I got a call and they were like, okay, how's your service in West Virginia? And it was great. And they had just turned on the 5G and then boom, COVID hit.
Wow.
COVID slammed West Virginia.
You know, the conspiracy is that the symptoms of 5G poisoning are
is radiation.
Our flu-like
is radiation.
Exactly what COVID is.
Yep.
It's exactly the same kinds of symptoms. So
yeah, that's what they say.
I have T-Mobile too, but I'm not bringing that in my house. I can tell you that. I don't know if it's dangerous to us, but we are bioelectric beings. So it stands to reason that if somebody is altering the frequency and whatever, that it would affect us. I just don't know exactly how, but I guess we're gonna learn this year, aren't we?
A lot of the earbuds, you know, the first ones that iPhone made, they didn't have that rubber tip on it. Now they say they put the rubber tip on it to help it stay in your ear more. We can go with that. That's possible. When people working out, sweating, those things did fall out. However, I do know that rubber does help ground certain waving electrical things, but I can't wear the old earbuds. My ear catches on fire on the inside. It's almost like I ate something I was allergic to. I had to go in it with Q-tips and just keep going like this and because it hurts me so bad. And I can use Dre Beats. I can use the one with the plug, but I cannot use the cordless ones. It tears my inner ear up and it's on fire. So there's something there, because my body is very in tune to, you know, foreign things, but it's something there.
I never even tried them. I had a Bluetooth, but I took it out. Mm-hmm. I never wear any of that because I don't want constant radiation in my ear just waiting for a phone to ring. With those earbuds, I don't want that going, you know, connecting through my head to these. I don't want that. I think that technology is a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
To know what's good, when to stop. What's wrong with 4G? What's wrong with 4G is fast as I don't know what. I download, I stream, I call people. I've been out of the country, across the world. I talk on the phone. What's wrong with that? Why do we need 5G? What is it going to bring us?
This is going to sound so crazy, but if they told us, we'd still use it. If you told us, you would just give us the choice. Look, you got faster internet. Yeah, but it is boosting your radiation a little bit more. People would still use it. They would say, tell us. Yeah, just tell me, because I don't want to sit here and think I'm going crazy every time I put these earbuds in, but then when I don't use them, I'm fine. And when I use another one, I'm fine. And then I see somebody on TikTok will show, he'll hold a, you know, a little radiation device up and he'll be like,
yeah, those meters.
Yeah, man. The meters. That's what I was like. Yeah. So it's like, he's showing me exactly what I already knew. It's not like I'm putting it in my brain and saying that's why. No, I already knew something was up with those things. And then when you hear, you know, someone else say, no, it's some radiation being passed through at a nice frequency, then you say to yourself, okay, well, I can take it out. I've used it too long. Don't use it. Don't charge my phone and use it at the same time, you know?
And I really don't think I'm going to be able to, well, I don't think I want any more, but I don't think I'll be getting any more Apple phones because all the new ones are 5G. The one I have now is not 5G capable, and I want it to stay that way. So I won't be buying another one because it's not an option. It's not an option.
Oh, man. So they'll make it obsolete in a minute.
Then you know what? That's stories for other days. Okay, so there we have it. The next topic that we have listed is about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Did you hear?
The revelation that Dr. Dre contributed $7 million for the performance toward the cost of the production.
That's what perfection is made for then, because that I loved it. People are saying it's the most and the best ever. Michael Jackson was my era and his is gonna always be the best for me. Mm-hmm. However, this was very, very entertaining for this era. I loved it. I loved everything. I love Eminem kneeling, saying, you know what, I'll put it on my back. I know y'all, they, you know, I'll use my white privilege.
I'm white, I'm white, I can do that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy, I don't even think I want to even say the name of this company, but it was an insurance company. And he was very famous in a town and a lot of Black people, a lot, like I'm talking about 85% of his clientele was Black. And he tweeted out, get ready for the monkey show. And it hit, why would he do that? I don't know. Everybody went crazy. And they were like, people who were with this company were like, we're leaving. How can he say that? But then he retweeted, a stupid little kid did that. I didn't do it.
What kid did the kid name? Twitter account.
I think he was trying to throw one of his children under the bus. You know what I mean?
But what one of your children knows how to get on your Twitter account? Or has access to your phone to get on
while we're watching the game and say something like that. He was an older guy. So your kid can't be that young and naive that he knows that dad's business is run by, you know, a lot of African-Americans or just American Blacks.
He's an older guy, which is, they tend to be more racist. It tends to be the case that the younger they get, the more exposed they are to Blacks, and the less racist they are.
And so, yeah, he said he was upset, but it was definitely made, you know, headline news, and he.
I didn't even hear about it, but I didn't watch. I'm sure there's no surprise. I didn't watch the Super Bowl or the Hats. I stopped watching those years ago. I did see Michael Jackson's, it was phenomenal, but I haven't watched them in many years, most for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. But people on TikTok for a minute were going off, well, they didn't get paid. He paid $7 million, so I did a little research. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets paid.
No.
I almost wanted to go back and
find it. No, it's like, you think about it, his song got downloaded, I think 1 billion today.
That's why they do it. For the exposure. So the TikTok content creator was like, you know, what's wrong with these Black people?
And you get triple times.
The thing that you're talking about, first of all, Dre has so much money. He was like, I'm picking in $7 million because I wanted to be the way I want it to be.
And it worked in his favor. If he just say he charges $3 for his songs and it got downloaded, you know, 1 billion times. I mean, is that not three quick, easy billions you just made?
And Mary J's got a new album out.
Yeah, all of them. You know, all of them have new albums. So my thing is this, it paid them. You know what I'm saying? It paid them. I think they pay The NFL gives them a stipend to make sure their set looks good, and you know,
yeah, they have a production budget.
But they want more, no right?
Compensation. Mm-hmm. But I was relieved to find that out. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, what? People normally get paid and they didn't get paid and
right. money? Right.
This information is so easily spread from mm-hmm. assumptions. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important for you to just, we have a computer, an encyclopedia right
exactly.
in our hands.
Exactly.
Really,
I've seen it so much.
Search it up and see what the heck is going on.
I see it so much on social media where people will take something, run with it. And I'm like, that's not quite how it works. Even when we were talking about like relationships, it's like,
oh my God.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know what? People on TikTok, I'm sorry to say, but Black men and Black women are really, and Black men. Now, maybe because I'm a woman, mm-hmm. I haven't come across those pages, but Black men are off the chain on social media. And I, not only that, what are you bringing to the table? Because if somebody asked me that, that's a red flag. Bye. You be the table and everything on it. Bye-bye. I can't do it. But, you know, there was a guy was answering a comment saying, what are we going to do in response to what Kevin Samuels, whom I don't watch, mm-hmm. was talking about? And so the guy said, well, it's already happening. Mm-hmm. Men have stopped getting married because there's no advantage to them. And now, soon enough, they're going to stop being in relationships and they're only going to be hookups. And I
commented, does that sound like a clown to you? I mean, does that
clown, sound? I commented and said, it's amazing to me that these type of men see no benefit from marriage and relationships. And I said, check back with us in 5 to 10 years and let us know, because women are not the only ones who benefit
Absolutely.
From marriage and relationships.
Absolutely.
And the studies show that men live longer when they're married. So dude, all of this so stupid. I don't, girl, we're gonna have to start, well, you're married, but I'll have to, if they don't get it together.
No, you don't understand. Even though I am, it still frustrates me because I still have daughters. I still have mm-hmm. a son. Mm-hmm. I still have nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. And it's like, is this the world they're inheriting where somebody who, I really don't give any, I shouldn't say credence because I do, but I try not to give any respect to mm-hmm. these people who I know. If you went to high school with me, you went to middle school with me,
we wouldn't have
liked you. We wouldn't have went on dates with you. Girls would have just been dissing you. But now we got this social media thing, which I love social media, but now it gives it a voice for everybody to have a voice and speak. Even you know, I'm talking about that guy, like him. Because even I've heard Joe Buttons, who everybody I think wants to strangle him at some point in time. He was like, yeah, I heard the guy say that, but him and he kept saying it, and I love that, and I just had to listen to, and I don't even, I mean, I'm not gonna say I don't like his podcast. I do watch it when it pops up on my social
media. You watch Joe Budden's podcast?
Yes, I do, because sometimes he does say stuff like that. He was like, yeah, but I understand, I mean, I heard him say it, but him, like, you can't say that.
Is Remy Ma on Joe Budden's podcast?
I think she was at one time.
Oh, not anymore?
I haven't seen her. That thing, I know she has like music coming out, so I don't know if she takes breaks and, you know, comes back. But I seen another girl on there that looked familiar to me, but she was the one that was telling him, she was like, you know, they were both agreeing with him, like, yeah, like how he, this one guy, this wacko weirdo looking dude, is gonna have the nerve to say this. Like, dude, you don't know what? Like, just
like, who do you put think a camera in front of you? You're representing.
Yeah.
One person.
Because Steve Harvey, if you listen to Steve Harvey, which I don't care what anybody says, I love him. I love what he teaches young men about, you know, listen, your wallet needs to stay full if you want a woman. That's period. There's no reason for her to be going out on no date with you and you talking about what is you paying. Like, that is an insult.
You got half on the bill.
I have never, ever, I shouldn't say that. God will strike me because my husband did book me like that. But he was like, nah, I just wanted to see if you had a heart. Cause everyone was like, what? Yeah. But he was like, you have any money? Because I don't have any money to pay for this. And I was like, what? You don't have any
more what? Now that you mention it, one time, a guy who had been pursuing me for multiple years, mm-hmm. I finally went out. We went out and we took our children. He had two mm-hmm. children. I had two. We went, and at the end, he told me that he had left his wallet at home or whatever. He was serious. I ended up paying because, I mean, what? I'm not washing dishes. Mm-hmm. I never would.
Even give you the money back by the end of that night.
No, ma'am, he did not call me back.
He gave me the money. I think he knew there was no two date number two if my money wasn't.
Oh, there never was.
He literally was like, here's your money back. I just want to see where your heart was. I was like, don't ever play me like that again.
It was over. I was like, dude, you knew you were coming with all of us. You're going to make sure to have your wallet. And then I didn't even think about what you were saying, but like he could call me back and say, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's
right. That would have been the cute part. That's what made me think like, okay, dude, you're cute. That was cute. Because I literally was like you at first. Like, don't call me.
Oh, yeah, I was dumb with him. I mean, I'm not even kidding. But you know what? I do think that Kevin Samuels is interjecting a negativity into male mindsets that is just very harmful, to the point that if I ever meet any of those men acting like that, I'm going to start dating outside the race. And you know that's not my thing, but I cannot. It's going too far now.
It's too far, and a lot of, I'm going to say, African-American men are listening to that crap and finding comfort in the thing of, you know, one thing about biblical submission, and then there's the ghetto version of submission, which it doesn't apply to me. And I say the ghetto version because you will never, you know what I'm saying? Silence.
What is submission? What are they talking, you know, what is biblical versus ghetto submission?
You shut up, let me, the men say to the women, you shut up, let me run the streets, do whatever I can to make you feel less than a woman. You say nothing, you stick by me, I don't pay your bills. You need to bring, if I have children, then you need to make sure you provide for your children and me. These men.
That's submission.
That's their submission. Like, he'll say to a woman, You're 50 years old and you have four kids that are still in their teens, and you think you're going to find a high value man? It's like, yeah, boo, I do.
Yeah.
If I
want it happens
one,
all the time. I know some people who've done it. Okay.
Okay. So my thing is this, when you say stuff like that and you have these weak-minded men going, yeah, right, she want me because I got a job and she got five kids and she think I'm supposed to take care of her and the kids. That's exactly what I think you're supposed to do as a man. If she's a good woman and she's taking care of you with all the female needs that you need from a woman, yes, I think you need to be making sure you bring home that paper for her and helping her with her children. Yes, that means if they go to sports, help picking them up. If they running late and she running late and she can't do something, then you say, hey, don't worry about it. Dinner is cooked, or I will be bringing something home. Yes. These fools, I don't know where they're coming from. They frustrate me. What else can I call them other than fools?
And there's a point that you made too, even though I don't agree with any words that come out of Kevin Samuels' mouth, and I think it's important to understand, I believe he may be homosexual, because I remember that clip when he came out saying, what was it like, it's time we start talking about men who prefer other men. Okay, no, this is not what this is about. This is about relationships. But the thing they're missing, he's talking about high value men. You know, a crappy job over at the gas company. Well, you're not high value. High value men are entrepreneurs. They are six figures plus. So I'm gonna need you with your $40,000 job to not try to fit me into, well, nobody's trying to do anything to me, but you know what I mean? Not try to fit my sisters into some paradigm that you're not even qualified for anyway, by your virtue of lack of education or finances or businesses or whatever.
No, that's my point. If you are with a person that's willing to struggle and make it with you, why do you feel the need to belittle that person and put them in a mold to appease you? not you meaning a man, you know what I'm saying? Why would you want that? Like, what kind of man wants that from a woman? Like, to me, real men want real women. They want women to challenge
them. Want women who they can provide and provide for and protect. I do think that African-American men, some segment, now I have to be fair, there is a segment of men on TikTok who are coming for those brothers and like, you need to shut up, you need to sit down. We protect our women, we provide, we look. So I'm on board with that. But there is a segment of our men who are missing the mark. And I really think leading our women into the arms of other races. I told my daughter about this, and she showed me this one girl who, like, you know, an influencer, and she was like, she used to be with this guy, and he was, you know, rude and abusive, and look at her now, and she was hugged up on a white dude, and I was like, what can I really say? And in my own experience, I find that foreigners, Africans, which are Black, which is good, Latinos, other types of men, are marriage-minded, family-minded. I'm going to be telling my daughter, these are options for you. If the brothers don't act like they have some sense and don't bring what you need to the table, I expect you to expand your horizons, because what we're not going to do is be used, abused, denigrated, work like a daggone mule, all that crazy stuff that these men seem to be expecting.
And see, when you said the part about dating outside of your race, that has been the thing we've told our, being African-American women, we've told our African-American children, you know, for years that it's okay to date outside. Like, it's something that we haven't.
I never did.
You're right. You didn't, but I never forbid my children to date outside their race at all.
I never forbid them, but I always encourage Black love, but I'm starting to have second thoughts. I'm with whatever they bring, but my children have never.
I know some mothers who are Black who forbid it. They're like, look, it's dangerous. People still don't have open minds about this. There's, you know, people, you know about the girl who went on, was it Bumble?
And she got killed on that first date. Yeah.
Didn't even investigate the case. They said the guy seemed like a nice guy. They didn't even tell her family she was dead. They left.
So racist. I'm sorry. Who even does that?
That's what, as Black women, we have tried to say the downside, but that can happen in any relationship. That could happen with a Black guy. That could happen with an Asian. It could happen, and it doesn't hurt any less. You know, to get a phone.
The reality is, as a mother, you and I both know, I would never tell my children you're prohibited, it's forbidden. That just means go try it. I would never tell my kids anything like that. I will tell them the pros and the cons. This is what I prefer. I'm happy that my son likes Black women because it's a compliment to me. I'm happy that my daughter likes Black men, but you know, I don't know. There's something wrong with some of these men. I'm sorry. There's something wrong.
I never, with the pool that our Black women have to pick from to try to find a decent Black man. I'm only saying American Black man, because I have seen some Caribbean African men stepping up. Like, y'all look, like, hold on. We ain't like y'all over it's there. Different. So. Yep. Very different. So I'm saying Americanized Black men, there is not a good pick for your, you know, female friend, family, you know, child. It's not.
And you know, way back in college, I first started dating African men because brothers want to lean back and you come to, I don't pursue men. I never have pursued men, but I found that African men would, if they like me, they would come after me. They're persistent. They want to take me out. They want to do things with and for me. Why would I? And I started dating them way back then. I continued to date them. I didn't marry one. I'm not saying that I don't date African American men, but I continue to date them all my life because they behave in a way that I think men should behave.
I cannot believe you were awoke in college. Wow.
And Kiss was like, look at these brothers. I'm not running after you. We both are the prize. I don't believe all the women. We all are, both of us are the prize, but you have a role and I have a role, and mine is not to pursue you. And I'm not going to ever, I've had girlfriends who do it. I'm not going to run after a man, call him to death, beg him. No, it's not happening. Our time is up though, but are there any other comments about, you know, Black male and female relationship that you would like to?
I just think that it's the way the world, and because of social media and all that's going on, I just think that people literally have to really do it like the old school way. It's just, when you find someone you're attracted to and you find someone that you like, no matter what race they are, try to pursue that. Because if you just say, I want Black love, I can't promise you that it's out there and it's going to be out there, because from what I'm seeing and hearing, the brothers who are good aren't speaking loud enough. Now, I know, like you said, they are speaking up and I have heard them and I'm very proud of them, but they're just not loud enough. They need to really like bring it on. They need to, it doesn't get old. It seems like the bashing the Black woman sells, terrible. You know,
terrible.
It seems like it sells. Like it's like, they're trying to tell someone, I believe it's a Black man noticing that Black women are dating outside their race. So they're trying to give us a bad name. That's what I believe.
Now, and so for my part, I still encourage Black love. I still prefer Black love. I think because it's necessary for the continuation of our race. So where at all possible, I encourage Black love, but I also think that Black love includes Black men from the Caribbean, Black men from the continent. They're still Black. They're not African-American, but they're still Black. So maybe we expand our definition of what is Black. And then, as I've always felt, you know, for those who want to go outside, then they do what you want to do. You know, it's not my preference, but if these brothers don't get it together and a fine somebody comes up and says, look, I know you've been weeding through them and they're not doing you right, but I'm here. I'm going to have to be like, well, let's see what we can do. Okay.
I couldn't agree with you more.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us. As always, we love having you watch our videos and join us for our discussions.
Absolutely. Thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. Make sure you like, subscribe, and definitely comment.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
See you next time.